Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. I am John Abaya. It is June 29th, I would say. Yeah, that's a good round
number.
Why
is everything you do a question?
29th? I don't know. Sure, maybe.
Nothing.
Maybe. And that awesome voice, lovely.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Freaky voice. Give me another descriptive Mm-mm. word that. What is it called? Softly. Barbecue sauce, soft voice. Well, that's my buddy Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hello.
Buddy with an eye.
But buddy with an eye. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. You're pulling the curtains back on our show.
Pulling up your curtain.
Behind the scenes. It's just two of us this date night.
It's always two of us.
The kids are asleep and we are going to play the podcast episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually asleep though.
Yeah, it's
Every other time.
Yeah. It's late night right now. If you are new to the podcast and wondering, like, am I listening to? What are these two people talking about?
What'd you say?
What are those two people talking about? It's a podcast in which we usually talk about the things we watch, play, listen, and read throughout the week. We start the podcast with a trailer talk in which we feature a trailer that came out in the last couple of weeks. And we talk about it and discuss it. And we aim, end the podcast with a main discussion. This week, we have two main discussions. We have the evil, demented story about a toy that turned into a live Forky guy in Toy Story 4, and we have this lovable little doll character in Child's Play named Chucky, or Han Solo, or whatever you want to call him.
One came from trash, one ended up in the trash.
Yes. We're all in life's trash trying to survive.
Or we're all just trash.
We're all just trash, but to someone else's...
But one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah, that's
so
the other thing. It's kind of...
Are you a treasure?
I don't know.
Someone's treasure?
Trash is actually her buddy, Forky.
Mm-hmm.
there, I tied it all in. Yeah. How are we?
Sadly, we did not get the trilogy yet, but...
What trilogy?
Of the weekend.
The trilogy of the weekend? Oh, Annabelle. Yes,
the
Annabelle.
All three toys.
Yes, yes. Box office report. I think Toy Story was number one.
You think?
Yeah.
You think? Can't confirm.
Child's
Play
is number two and Annabelle was number three. So
out of everything in the world?
Oh, and those three movies of like the ranking of box office. I don't know, like on top of my head. I say Toy Story made...
Yeah, you have no idea to...
102 million. Child's Play made about 50 million.
No, well, based off our theater, they made not that much.
Mm-hmm. When was the last episode we did? Let me go on the internet right now and just check this out, because I really don't know when's the last episode we recorded. It's been a while since we released a new episode. 252 at West Row with Sarah, Barry, and John, May 30th, so almost a month ago,
mm-hmm.
we recorded an episode. Oh, wow, this is...
I don't know.
We have a lot of videos. Check those out. Game night and date night on our YouTube page. So check that out and subscribe if you want. Enough about plugs. Let's dive in. I forgot to tell you our trailer of the week, or our trailer talk for today, is Dr. Sleep.
You're magic, like me.
I need you to listen to me. The world's a hungry place. A dark place.
Hi there.
I only met two or three people like us. They died. When I was a kid, I bumped into these things. I don't know about magic. I always called it The Shining.
And I call that a creepy little trailer. Yes, that was a clip from the trailer of Dr. Sleep, the sequel to Stanley Kubrick.
The Shining.
The Shining. Adapted by the Stephen King novel of the same name, right? It's called The Shining. But so, yeah. So this movie is what? How many years later? I can't even think of the top of my head. At least more than 30 years later since The Shining actually came out. This one's directed by Mike Flanagan. So if you've heard that name before, he directed one of my favorite, or not directed, helped create, I think he's the editor on the show, the movie. Or not even the movie, the TV show, The Haunted Hill, The House, The Haunting of the Hill House. Was that right? Yeah. The Haunting of Hill House.
So there's a lot of ages in there. I can understand how you get confused.
The Haunting of Hill House. Yes, I'm currently reading that too. Hill House. Mm-hmm. The Haunting of Hill House, yeah.
You said it. Can't you look? Aren't you looking directly at it?
He also did that Netflix movie Gerard's Game, the one that looks like a Bond Age type
movie. It's a Stephen King.
No, is it? Oh, I did not know that.
Gerard's Game or?
Yeah, Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game, Jared.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, I did not know he did that. Yeah, but he's known in the horror genre. And this one is starring Rebecca Ferguson, Ewan McGregor, Jacob Tremblay. Well, Jacob Tremblay, isn't that the kid? No, I don't know. Zane McLaren, Emily Alien Lynn, and Carol Strucken. There's other people in the movie. And judging by the trailer, they will also reference what's his name? Stanley Kubrick's original The Shining with Jack Nicholson, right? That's her name. His name, Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm. What's the Debbie Duvall or
Shelley Duvall?
Shelley Duvall and the little boy. I don't have no idea who's the little boy. But yeah,
isn't his name Andy too?
His real name?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Danny's the character. Yeah. Ewan McGregor plays Danny, so he's all grown up, and it's basically him trying to help a young girl with her powers that she has, that's also similar to him when he was a kid, called The Shining.
The Shining.
So I have no idea what this book is about, Dr. Sleep. I know you are reading it currently.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I did not listen to the trailer.
Oh, okay.
I really wish you wouldn't have done this trailer talk.
Sorry. Did you watch the trailer?
No, I haven't. Oh. That's why I took my headphones off.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you even did this one.
So I'm just going to discuss it by myself. I think it's a creepy trailer. I like.
I'm sure you do.
I like all the imagery they show in it. A lot of it is to The Shining, of Stanley Kubrick's Shining. There's just a lot of references. Not even references. They straight out show scenes from the movie. So I have no idea what the trailer is about. But it seems like it's a group of people trying to find people that has a Shining, and Ewan McGregor is trying to not be part of that people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's all I get from it. I mean, they show him as a little boy inside the hotel, you know, riding his little bicycle, then the blood and the door that says Red Rum and all that. And yeah, it just shows up all that imagery, and you get the sense of like, wow, this is actually in that world. I did not know that. I thought Dr. Sleep will be its own little movie and not reference the actual film. So it's
the literal film.
Yeah, the literal film. And
I mean, the book, what I've read so far, does reference, he remembers and thinks about it.
But like you said in the views you read, The Shining, in the original Shining, they don't have an axe, right? So
no, it's a
baseball bat. Or something?
No, it's not a croquet mallet. It's one of those red. It's one of those type of game.
The sports bat style.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this one's driving or taking from the movie. So you see the Red Rum. Does he knock down a door like that in the original book? So he does do that with the book, and I know he doesn't say here Johnny. That's not like a thing. I think that
he does try to break down the door. I don't. I can't remember. I think it is the door that it says bedroom. If I think it's a, if it's a bathroom door, then yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I don't remember that well. But yeah, it's an interesting little trailer. I'm just going to discuss it by myself.
You already did.
No, I know. I'm just saying to myself. It's addition to that.
Who's here? Who are you? What's that?
Yeah, this is a very interesting trailer talk. Yeah.
Okay, we're done now.
Yeah, we're done now. Okay. That was a little fun for me. Like just thinking about the trailer. The listeners like, oh.
I mean, you did discuss it out loud. It's not that weird.
No, it's not. But yeah, let's move on.
Are you barking?
I don't know. There's little things I do with my voice. Talking about dogs, yeah. Are you excited this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
We get to have a dog. That's our next topic about a dog. No, no. So yeah, it's been a month. I don't know if you want to like discuss things that we've been doing in the last month. I know we watched a lot of movies. I played one game, Apex Legends, with my nephew Nino and Tyrone. Hey, you guys. I think his name is Rice-inator, and Tyrone is Zero.
It's not Rice-inator.
Rice-inator.
It's not Rice-inator.
What is it?
I think it's just Rice-inator.
Rice-inator? Oh, he didn't even do it with the A-nator. Oh, I didn't even know.
Why would it be A-nator?
Rice-inator. Rice-inator. Like Terminator, like that. But I guess it's Rice-inator.
I don't think there's an A.
I don't know. I thought it was A. And yeah, Zero Kill Hero is Tyrone. Shout out to them on Xbox if you want to add them. They play Apex Legends with me.
Although you can't because John didn't give you the right spelling or
Yeah, you guys have to figure that out. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. That's it. Season one's over or done. Spent my $10, lasted for a month or two, and got nothing really out of it. but yeah. And what else? What else I've been doing? I know we probably watched. We watched like an old. Oh, you watched Monster Squad. So yeah. for the first time you watched that, how did? What did you think about it?
It went really fast, and I know that it's. You said it was in the same vein as the other ones that came out around that time. What were they?
Mm-hmm.
What were they?
Oh, the Goonies and.
Bo.
Man, the Goonies and there was something else.
Yeah, I couldn't think of. I can't think of.
Oh, Stand By Me, and something else. One more, but I can't think of the top of my head. But yeah. Oh, E.T. E.T.
Yes, yes.
It's like the one thing that got much more influence in all of them.
Because it had Dracula, and then it had a werewolf, and then it had a creature from the Black Lagoon, and then it had the monster. Frankenstein's monster, and then that was it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then three vampire ladies that he made.
Uh-huh.
And then his plan was to just take over that town or the world.
I
don't know what. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Understand to too. They don't really explain that.
I don't think it was supposed to be that town, but then like
somehow that ruby gets into the town, and then we don't know.
Oh, why. No, it must have been because yeah, it was in the house.
They knew who owns the house. Did he own the house? Because
no, it was Van Helsing's house.
That is his house, and then Dracula
or the family's house because that. So yeah, so Dracula didn't know he. That's why he did drop Frankenstein's body there, and then yeah, and then he just like kind of hugged the wall for a little bit, and then and he's like, "Oh, it's here,"
and
he's like, "I can't touch it," and then the little boy got it, and then but then the guy got it.
But then we don't really know why. Like,
and then she wasn't really a virgin. And then they got the little girl to be a virgin.
They don't get her. They don't get the little girl to be a virgin. Well, she is a virgin.
But it would have been weird if it wasn't. Then you're like, oh, there's Uncle Fingers is there too. And that would have brought up a whole other layer to the thing.
But yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not a very good movie. I know in your head it's much better from because of what you remember. But I'm here to tell you that it's not.
I know. There's a lot of movies I know are not good from other people's point of view, and I respect that. I just movies that you like, I don't really care about.
No.
So let's get take the list right now. But
yeah. I mean, that's all I have to take away from it.
Okay, what else?
I don't know why you're so excited about it.
Huh? No. I'm not excited about it. I'm just like wondering what your opinion. And then,
I mean, I liked how like the only thing I liked was that the the, how do you say, like the rebel kid, the greaser kid, he wasn't really a bad kid. He was friendly to them and nice.
He
wasn't the trope. No, no. When the rest of the movie had a bunch of other tropes. And Burger King was in it.
A lot. Mm-hmm. I still haven't researched if they had like a weird sponsorship.
Stranger Things right now has a thing of Burger King.
Wait, what?
Stranger Things.
Has a Burger King thing?
Yeah, because when I went to, because I, not right after, but later, a few days later,
sure
I went
to. Dairy Queen?
No, or not Dairy Queen. No, it's Stranger Things. Robbins? No, Burger King. Do you want to wait till I finish my
sentence? No, you can go finish.
Thanks. When I went to Burger King and I got a soda, it had the retro logo and stuff on it, and then you turn around and it says Stranger Things.
That's
so
it.
So that's how I know that it is Stranger Things for Burger King, not Dairy Queen.
That's it though? They don't show any, like a toy or anything?
I didn't order a toy, so I don't know.
You don't get like a waffle or a D&D dice?
A die?
Or Sam dead body?
I mean, in the burger meat, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What else?
What's a Gormagon? Is it a Gormagon or what is it? That
I don't
big,
know.
That
you
big
can say
monster?
You're a Gormagon.
Demordigin.
Dog demigog. Oh, now I forgot. 11.
Okay.
What else? I'm trying to think like stuff that I've done.
I honestly can't remember.
I know I watched. Oh, we watched Good Omens. A couple episodes of that. I liked it.
Did we watch John Wick already?
We watched John Wick. That's good. Halle Berry. The best part for me in that movie.
All the nut shots
and the dogs.
All the nut shots were the best part.
That one too. And what's his name? Iron Chef dude. It's a pretty cool character.
And Jason Mantzoukas got typecast as a homeless guy.
Why is it typecast?
Because he always looks like a homeless guy.
Oh, no. He never played always a homeless guy.
But, I mean,
typecast means you get typecast as one type of character.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've seen him as a homeless guy. Maybe in...
When he describes himself in other things and other things, it's always like that weird...
I mean, he is that type of character. I've never.
I mean,
seen
he fit into it perfectly.
I don't know how his character is in The League. Is he just an oddball character?
It's very similar to the one in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, it's an oddball character, right?
It's like, an extreme type of.
Mm-hmm.
Oddball seems more goofy and friendly.
He's not goofy or friendly in those.
No, not really. I wouldn't go. Oh, you're
this one in John Wick. He's just like an ordinary.
Yeah, dude. I wish you got to do at least one ninja move. And
I was waiting for him to say, "Hey, nah, man," something like that towards like John Wick.
I wish,
or something in that vein. I don't know, or like, is that sure? but he doesn't do it. Yeah,
I can't remember what else I watched.
I can't.
You didn't prepare very well for this.
No. This is like probably a last minute thing.
Because I thought we were just going to talk about Child's Play mostly.
No. Well, let's dive in. To which one? Is your what is it called? House choice? Dealer's choice? I don't know what the phrase is.
I mean, do I own the house or am I the dealer?
I don't know. You pick Child's Play or Toy Story 4.
We'll do Toy Story 4.
Okay. Here's Toy Story 4.
He's a spork.
The panic is attacking me.
Do you think you can just take our top prize spot? You're wrong.
Help me get out of here.
Woody?
Ball? I missed you, too.
Okay, let's ride.
So that's what gravity feels like.
Yeah, that's it.
That was a clip of Toy Story 4.
You want to say two?
You have to. The new movie that came out last week. This one is directed by Josh Cooley, who also directed Inside Out. So, or not even directed. Wait, sorry. What the heck did he do? I don't know actually what he asked. Oh, Riley's First Date. Oh, that is part of. Inside Out. So yeah, that's where his credit up. And yeah, this is his first directorial debut as a major film. He also does stuff for like the past Toy Stories and the mini series. He does voices and stuff like that. It seems like, but yeah, so this is like his first major one, and the movie stars a long list of stars. I don't know if I want to read this. It's like the Avengers thing.
Then don't.
I'm just gonna name the main four people in the movie, because there's other characters in there or other people too. To them. Oh, I did not know this. I'll name six of them. Tom Hanks, Tim Allen.
Who?
Tom Hanks,
Who?
Tim Allen.
Who?
Annie Potts.
Who?
Tony Hale.
Who?
Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele. And there's one more. We were discussing about him just a couple of minutes ago.
During this thing or before?
Mr. Anderson. you're like, what is he talking about? Mr. What? Keanu Reeves is in here.
You didn't know that?
No. So I didn't know that for the longest time.
When we watched it, did you know?
No, I know. I knew that.
Okay. I was
going to the movie. I didn't know he played a part until I seen like a clip of him as that Daredevil dude.
So and before the movie or after movie, you knew?
Right before, like before, on the day of, and then kids like watching something, and then I saw him.
You really didn't know that? No.
Him. I didn't know he was in it.
You didn't see? He's part of the promotional material.
So that's probably where I saw two more later on in the YouTube stuff and.
You said it. You already said before it was the year of Keanu. You didn't.
Yeah. Year of the Keanu now. Like
So what else makes the year of the Keanu without?
It's John Wick, Cyberpunk, and then the.
Cyberpunk came after.
Ali Wong. That's the thing.
Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah. What's her name? I thought her name was Ali Wong.
Yeah, but I mean, that wasn't the movie.
Oh no, I was just gonna say her movie, Ali Wong's movie. Mm-hmm. He's in that one. So that one too, I did not know he was in it until I watched it. And then
you didn't see the promotional material.
No, that one too. I just don't want to watch trailers as much anymore.
Then why'd you try to make me watch this trailer?
Which one?
This the Doctor Sleep.
Oh, this one because I was very interested in horror movies. I'm kind of interested more.
I know, but why'd you make me do it?
I didn't make you do anything.
You didn't tell me you were gonna do it.
That's true. I didn't.
As soon as I was you, all of a sudden you're just like Doctor Sleep. I was like, oh, shit, now to take off my head.
Doctor Sleep. So yeah, Toy Story 4. Everything we're about to discuss is all spoilers. And yeah,
so basically Woody retires.
Yes
The end.
Basically, yes.
That's the sum of the movie.
It is a Woody centric movie. Like, I don't think all of them are they? I guess they are. They're all Woody centric movie. It is the same plot as all Toy Stories. A toy gets lost. Woody's heroism is the one that will try to find that toy. No one believes in Woody. Later on, they believe in Woody and everything's happy until this ending where they decided that Woody shouldn't be just one kid's toy that he's always dreamed of, one like Andy's toy and what's her name?
Molly's
toy. He decides to leave with
Bo. Off with this woman.
Bo.
He goes off with this woman and retires, and they literally travel the world. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, and then they're saving other toys, or not even saving. They
freed everybody at the carnival, yes. And then they're gonna go travel.
They're giving other toys a chance to be played with. That's it's a weird way to say that, but to enjoy that, I guess, love from a child.
Yeah, well, because all those carnival toys, they never get to go to a child because they're
stuck.
You know.
They're rigged and stuff like that. What do you think about the movie, like overall?
I cried the first part, and then I cried the middle part, and then I cried the other part. My shirt was very wet before the movie's over, and I had to leave.
I'll write that down. Mm-hmm. If I want Audrey's shirt to be wet, show her Toy Story 4. That's good.
I thought the antagonist dolls?
Dolly.
I thought she would be more sinister than before. That's the one thing that was different, was that all... The antagonists in the past three were very bad, and this one she wasn't. And I guess they want to end it on a better note.
That not all toys are evil, and then there is
a redemption.
Mm-hmm. And then so it's weird. So that doll was feared from other toys. It makes you wonder, like, what did she do with the other toys to be make her fear? Made her be feared, and why now? Like.
I don't know. I don't know if she was searching for perfection, and so maybe other dolls that weren't perfect, maybe she got rid of them. Because remember in the antique shop, everybody was in the pinball game.
Oh yes.
So I don't know if they all
antique pinball
like all the toys went in there like to escape her. Like it was like a freedom place. Like everybody can be cool. So maybe she wants everybody to be like nice and neat, and so there they can like let their.
I think. In her mind that if you're not nice or neat, you will never get picked. So she wanted everything to be in order so you can get picked by a kid.
Yeah.
But then we learn later on, it doesn't matter. Like, even like today. Yeah. Well, today's, if a kid thinks you're a bad toy, you're a bad toy. Like how you think Monster Squad is a bad movie. That's your opinion. I can't judge you. But another kid that's crying in a carnival and finds Monster Squad and thinks like, this is the best movie ever because I'm like a lonely kid. My parents are out watching bingo. And like, this is the only thing I have. And my twin brother. So I need to watch this.
I'm sorry you have Benjamin issues.
I can't see the connection now to Toy Story or why.
All movies are Toy Story.
No, all movies are Monster Squad. That's what I'm getting. But yeah, yeah. But yeah, there's some funny moments, mm-hmm. I think. And I think the character of the bunny and Ducky, mm-hmm. played by Keegan and Jordan Peele, are great. Like that, I never thought I would want to watch a movie as them just animated, like stuffed animals. Mm-hmm. And for the longest, like while watching that, I knew it was Keegan. As a voice, but I didn't think that was Jordan Peele until reading this. I was like, oh, that's Jordan Peele. Yeah. And it's funny, they have a movie called Keanu, mm-hmm. too, about cat. That a cat is in this movie, too, that's like out there. Like, it's in Toy Story, they don't really show cats. They show a lot of dogs for some reason, but cats is a thing they don't show as much. So it was kind of cool, like, oh, they can actually animate other animals beside a dog.
Of course they can animate other animals.
But they don't show that. They don't show any animals besides a dog. And I think maybe a bird, probably a bird or two, mm-hmm. when they're doing the To Infinity and Beyond thing.
Yeah. Toy Story clouds are there, too. Mm-hmm.
There's a good joke in there with those two characters, Bunny, mm-hmm. and Ducky.
What joke would that be?
The one that's like
when they're trying to get the keys.
Yeah, the key joke, mm-hmm. and it's a joke that's like a daydream joke that they don't do at all in Toy Story. So that caught me off guard.
Yeah, really.
And I was like, are they really doing this? I bust out hella laughing, mm-hmm. because I was like, they actually did it. Like they broke the rule. They broke the rule, and then they went back and it's like, oh, it was just a not daydream, but it's in all in their head, imaginary. You know, it's like, okay, never mind.
I had equated to that they had a lot of time to think, yep, and their minds being hung up on there, so mm-hmm. like everything was very extreme.
To attack all humans, mm-hmm. like to take over, basically. They feel like the ones that can break that rule. And I always wonder this in Toy Story, are you born with that rule in your mind, or do you just come to it later on?
I don't know. It seems like it's innate, because everybody knows.
Similar to like the Cars world, there's a lot of questions I have, especially after this movie, about how do you live as a toy, especially if you're Forky. Because Forky is just...
No, but he knew to be still too.
No, but he came alive. Like
he did, but not when she could see, or not when anybody was there.
No, I know, no. I'm just saying... Bonnie made a toy. Like Bonnie made something alive.
What equates a toy?
Yeah. Because in the very
I think
movie,
they literally said, because you have her name, mm-hmm. your child's name on your feet.
But that
for this world, that's the rule.
Yeah, that's the rule. But if that's the rule, why haven't we seen that in other things? Like
she didn't write her name on it.
No. Like what if I wrote a name? I mean, they don't
your name
show
on
it.
A book, and why? Why is my book not alive?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. There's a scene in there too that Woody goes onto like a car, like a power wheel car, mm-hmm. but it wasn't alive. It was just a toy, like a regular toy. He had to push that toy.
Oh, the truck.
It's a truck.
Yeah. Why was that a truck? But RC is alive.
Mm-hmm. And what's the thing that maybe I don't know if it's
nobody plays with it. Maybe I don't know.
No, but then also. The thing that Bo was riding, the skunk,
mm-hmm.
is that skunk a toy, or is that just a dead skunk on them, really? And why can they just destroy that toy and use it as their own means?
For parts
of That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of like weird questions.
Of course, but you have to suspend your beliefs something to enjoy it.
I also cried in some parts. I didn't really cry when in the beginning.
There was something in the beginning that made me cry. I think it was just when like Andy and he was having like he was with it and he gave it to Molly. Like that, like the transition of the passing of the torch, I guess maybe. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was that bit. I can't remember exactly.
The one I cried is, it's only because it was like not odd, but it was a sad moment. And then it's the one where Molly is there and then they find a little girl crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, man, I can only feel that little girl loss. But also when you find that one thing, like the thing that is like...
Dolly.
The Dolly, yeah.
I think meant Molly.
Yeah, yeah, Dolly, sorry. Yeah. Dolly. She meets Molly. He's like, oh, you're our friend too? Yeah, mm-hmm. We're first friends. That's another one I cried too, is when Molly was alone in class.
Yes,
I felt
that as a kid too.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I had moments like that too.
Where you could tell, like, she's so... And we always see her as happy, excited, and never sad, but then to... Then you kind of realize, oh, wait, she's that weird kid.
Yeah,
that she's actually, you know, amongst them, she feels...
outcast.
Yeah.
Basically. And then when that moment...
And then, like, why didn't the teacher make her sit with somebody else or have someone sit with her? Like, mm-hmm. You always, you know...
And I didn't really... I had emotions, but when they said goodbye to Witty and
all stuff... Oh,
my God, that
was hard, yeah.
I didn't really cry, but I felt like, oh, this is sad. Mm-hmm. Like, the...
Just letting go.
Letting go, yes. Yeah. Not... So they let go of Andy in the last movie, but that now they're just letting go with themselves. Like, oh, we have to, you know, you be with Boo and I'll be with the other toy, Bo, Boo. I'm thinking about Monsters, Inc. You have your crew and I have my crew now. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Well, they never really knew that moving on was an option.
Yeah,
and
yes.
And now they like Bo discovered
it. Well, Bo knew about it.
No, she discovered it
though.
She didn't know either.
Well, she basically came to not means. What do you call that? Where you accept it?
Mm-hmm.
She accepted it basically.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago when she's in that box.
Yeah, she learned and realized. Well, you know, kids grow up. You have to pass it on. When she was being taken originally to the other little girl's house or whatever, she wanted Woody to go with her. She's like, you know, people get lost all the time. We can go together. They wanted to be together, but he had his responsibilities. To Andy.
Just realizing, like, this is like a metaphor, like, on not our relationship, but they probably are a little bit.
In what way?
You wanted me to leave, but then I was like, oh, I have to stay with my parents. So then one day I, like, no.
You started sneaking your clothes over to my house. Yeah.
Basically, I was like, wait, maybe I should have cried in that part the whole time. But yeah, just realize that right now. The way you're describing the whole scene. But yeah, I think it's a good movie. I liked it.
It's a good retirement movie. Yeah.
It's a different, same themes, but they played it off in a different way of within the toys world. Like the...
You like how they had like Forky to be like the experience of a new toy or a new existence.
So I thought it would be mostly focus on Forky.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to forkus on Forky I can't even say anything. Focus on Forky, but he's not even in the most of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly Woody trying to find Forky, but then you don't. But you see how
he made that was like his MacGuffin or red thing, his red herring to help. Like he felt he had to focus on that in order to fulfill his need to satisfy his child.
Yes,
and then he realized that he could be happy on his
own. Then for a moment there, because Forky thinks he's trash, he keeps going trash. There's a little good like jokes there with the trash thing, and then you makes you remember like when Buzz thinks like he's not a toy,
but Forky knew that, oh yeah, trash is nice and warm, so maybe they know they're alive, but they don't move around.
Yeah. They're known not to move around.
Yeah.
Until they get eyeballs and a smile. I was like, wait, am I really alive? I have a voice. And it makes you wonder, like, if you take a piece of him off, can he...
He did. His arms came off.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, he stretched it.
His pipe cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And she made another one for him.
You can make more arms on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like a toy that can expand.
And then they made Knifey, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. She should never
Yeah, they never had... I looked it up. She has no name yet. So... well, it says knife, I believe. Let me see. I literally think I saw like the word knife. I was like, oh, that's that her knife. I can't find it right
She's
now.
Like, trash. She's like
potato,
no.
Buttercup, young Andy, dummies. Oh, the dummies are creepy, especially if you're a Goosebump person. Yeah, they don't show it in here actually. I thought I saw the word knife, but they're right. But yeah, good old movie. What's your ranking for Toy Story movies? Like 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I give it 3 sporks.
No. How do you write the...
I give it 3 sporks out of 5... how do you say? Kid lunch.
Well,
kid,
no. I meant ranking the movies. Like no, 1, no, 2,
I,
3,
I,
4.
I stand by what I said.
Okay. I don't know what is that. Let's calculate that. I say you like number 3 best, 2 second, 1, and then 4. That's your ranking. I can tell from your eyes.
I really like 1. I like the jokes and everything in 1. I think that was very... It was more gruff than... And then it became more everything... Not family friendly, but more rounded out. Like, when they first did Toy Story, I think they did... It was more of that time where it wasn't... Certain things weren't PC or things like that. Like, he seems overly sensitive now.
Who is?
Like, Woody and stuff.
Overly sensitive?
The way he was before was very aggressive and I think mean to Buzz and everything.
Because he was trying to get Buzz.
No, but I think the way the story was told and the dialogue.
Mm. I don't see the connection to that. Mm-hmm. Like PC and all that. Like they seems like he's still aggressive to Forky. Like physically. Mm-hmm. He's aggressive to him.
No, he's not mean. He's just always grabbing him.
I don't know. I don't see the correlation of like it's too sensitive and stuff like that. I don't know. But moving on to another movie about a toy that might kill you in your sleep, like Forky. Forky can. If you get the wrong position, he can throat you to get death.
He can throat you to get death.
No, slice your throat and then die because his forks are really... Or his pipettes. Those are sharp. I remember as a kid when I had those.
Pipe cleaners?
Pipe cleaners or pipette?
Pipe
cleaners. There's nothing. But yeah.
They have metal in it.
Let's move on to Child's Play.
I am your buddy until the end. More than a buddy, I'm your best friend. When you feel lonely and you start to cry, I am always by your side.
That was a song from Child's Play. You can check it out. Mark Hamill, that's him. Mr. Han Solo himself. Mm-hmm. Nah, just kidding. Han Solo. Yeah. Though he is the voice of Chucky in the new movie that is starring Aubrey Plaza. Gabriel.
You said that very weird, like you've never ever said that name.
No, because in my mind I was going to say Audrey. Aubrey Plaza.
So you had to very distinctly and do the B and not the D.
Gabriel Bateman as Andy. And Brian T. Henry as Detective Mike Norris. This is a remake, or not even remake, I guess it's a remake you can say, of the classic Child's Play that had Chucky in it. This one also has Chucky in it. But it's a reimagine of the story. It's not... So, I watched Child's Play, like, a long time ago.
Yeah,
so
I haven't watched
it. I don't remember it beat by beat.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I do remember, like, him terrorizing the mother and, I think, the boyfriend or something like that, too, in that movie.
I think it was the babysitter, I want to say.
Babysitter? Okay,
yeah. I think she got flung out the window, I want to say. If it is Child's Play, I'm
but
not
it
sure.
is, like, apartment, too. Because I remember it was, mm-hmm. like, a high-story building that Chucky was terrorizing them in. The movie is directed by Lars Klevberg. I really hope I'm saying that person's name right. This is, like, one of his most major films. He only directed, like, a couple of shorts. So this is... And he directed 2019's Polaroid. I don't even know what is this movie. It's a horror movie. Like, I don't know when this came out. Oh, it came out earlier this year. About an evil camera, basically. I think I remember the trailers for that, too.
Polaroid.
Polaroid.
When you shake it, you die.
You die. Or it's a, oh, never mind. Was it the Andre 3000 song? I forgot what was it. Shake it like a Polaroid. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. And yeah, so this is a very technical movie, I can say. Not technical, like in the way they made it. The movie
technically
is,
they're very technically advanced this movie, because the robot technology is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of freaked me out at first. I didn't realize that they were going to do that. I thought it was just a doll that mm-hmm. sat there and turned its head, but this guy walks and holds your hand.
So this one is not your, like the other Chucky movie, the previous Chucky movies.
Mm-hmm.
Previous one, you have this killer that puts his body inside a doll because of this amulet or whatnot, and then that's it. And then he comes back every time as worse and worse looking, you mm-hmm. could say, too. So Chucky, the original one, has this iconic face that everyone knows. Like, you see it and everything. This one is more...
its very own iconic face.
He has a very its own iconic face, but it's very robotic. Like, they know every twitch, every little... like,
you can feel the servos are underneath
it. It's not a perfect... it, like, I always felt like the original Chucky, when he talks, he talks. Like, he looks like he's talking. This one, he always seems like he's off a little bit. Like, it's... the eyebrows,
it's
eyes.
The first one was a doll. This one, they were, and I think they purposely did it to make you uncomfortable, to make it very uncanny valley
mm-hmm.
for us, for the audience, for the movie. But in, I think within the movie, I think they were trying to make it as human as possible, as relatable, not even relatable, but because it was trying to replace a child's
friend.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you. It's not like they don't see it as a toy. They see it as a companion,
mm-hmm.
as a real. So they were trying to make it as human as possible, where it can actually walk around, hold your hand, learn very, very well, and do E.T. finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a cool reference to E.T. too. Because Andy wears a red hoodie mm-hmm. too. Like,
he looks just like him. Yeah.
I think he does too in the original one. I remember he wore like a hoodie too.
Yeah, I think I want to say he was younger.
Yeah, in the original one.
This one, this kid's obviously a teenager.
Mm-hmm. So they also, so technology plays a big part of this mm-hmm. because everything's connected. Like we have a Mac, so everything to the iPad, to our phones, is all connected to like one account. I can see how far you can, you know, go with it, especially if you have those.
But we don't even have that in our house. We don't have an Alexa. We don't have something controlling our lights, our front door,
our TV,
the camera,
and stuff like that.
The,
you're in that ecosystem, I forgot the company's name. They
Caslin.
Say. Caslin ecosystem in there. It's bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the movie starts off in
with the Vietnamese curse.
Yeah, Vietnam, where they're making the toy, and all it took is like this one dude turning off the
apparently
systems.
That he got he the boss man got him from the streets, but then this guy knows enough on how to manipulate or coding enough, you know, he knows enough technology mm-hmm. to turn off. And I don't know why a toy would have a violence in its program and all that stuff.
Yes.
Why would it be
so
there
you
to begin
see
with
like
why
that
why is there a choice that I can turn it on or off mm-hmm. it shouldn't even be in the program.
But yeah, it's a very interesting opening, and mm-hmm. I was telling you, like, I thought they were going to like pull our feet under the rug. Is that the term?
Pull our feet under the rug. Yeah, the rug gets up. The hand comes out of the rug and pulls your feet under the
they're
rug.
Pull our feet off the rug.
No,
pull our rug. What is it?
Pull the rug from beneath your feet, or pull the rug so from
you
under.
Don't know
from under. Well, I mean, you know, you pull the rug, you don't pull your feet.
Yeah, pull the rug off our feet.
Not off
pull
our
the
feet.
Rug from our feet.
From underneath us.
Pull the rug underneath our feet.
I don't think you have to mention feet. I think it's
pull
implied because
the rug
is on the floor
underneath
and your feet
us.
Are on the floor.
And then show, because I don't know anything about the movie. I only knew the trailer.
Yeah.
And I thought they're going to play like, nope, we got you. It's not actually technology. It's actually a curse. And it's going to be this dude.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that. It's actually the technology.
I kind of like that you can't link a human soul to the technology.
Yeah, yeah.
That's completely out of it. That it's... everything that's bad about it is that it's learning mm-hmm. technology. It's
so,
Terminator.
I mean, it is that.
There's no human.
There's been hundreds of movies like this where technology gets used to us. I mean, Matrix is literally the end of it, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this one's creepier because it's only one toy. He's not like, oh, I'm going to program every doll in here right away. Does. Like, in the world to be this Ultron take over, thing. Yeah, yeah.
Well, because that's not his goal. His goal is to be friends with Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing about this. It's not that. It's this one little thing he wants is to be friends with him. And then it shows how far he goes, killing almost everyone in his life or trying to kill everyone in his life and then not succeed. Or even just even the little thing where like, oh, you're my friend, Andy, and then he'll kill that person. He's, he's too, getting too close to that kid or his, to Andy. But yeah, there's like only one part that actually scared me, but it came out of nowhere. It's the part where, what was it? Now I'm trying to think, what was it? It's
in the warehouse when you thought he actually came from behind him?
No. It's like right before that. It's a part where the Chucky... Bear? Is it the bear? No, I don't know. Now I don't remember. It's a part where Chucky like just jumped out of nowhere, attacking
the car.
Probably is the car. Yeah, yeah. Is it that? I don't know. But I remember just flinching one time because I didn't really expect it, and then they just, oh, it got me for that one moment. The movie is kind of dark, funny. Like it's the comedy's dark. There are scenes in there that I was like, what is happening? It's a scene where they have a person's head, the kids, and they're wrapping it in a present.
They don't have the head.
Well, the skin of the person.
The watermelon is the head.
Yeah, the watermelon has the skin face of the person, and they...
Then I don't understand how you got the eyeballs on there, because it's supposed to be the skin, all of a sudden its eyeballs are there, too.
Chucky did it perfectly. He knows how. Yeah. But yeah, and then they're wrapping it, and I was like, this is so silly. This is really, like, silly scene right here that... I don't feel like it fits, but it's like, I guess they know kind of what type of movie they're, or what franchise they're in. Like, it will just get sillier after this. And then, yeah, they're just like, what do we do? Like, yeah, don't pass it on like that. And then it's just a funny scene with the kids. And I was like, oh, this is kind of funny, like the way they're doing it. And also there was another scene similar to that, that I was like, what's happening? Now I'm like forgetting it right when I'm about to talk about it. But yeah, it's just a lot like dark humor type of stuff like that.
How he learned everything, I guess it's commentary on how desensitized children are these days to where they think violence is funny.
They're watching
or entertaining. So Chucky wanted to make him laugh and be happy and be his friend. So then he started to do violence. And then it escalated. I'm not sure why it got so bad. Why did it get so bad?
Because they're
But why didn't Chucky like go, oh, like I have to keep killing everybody to be with you?
Yeah. He's learning that the.
But you would think he would have learned the first time when he killed the cat that he didn't like it, and so he would stop killing.
That Andy doesn't like it. But then at one point Andy says like, oh, I don't like you. What's the step boyfriend name? I forgot. Dude. Yeah, yeah. Like he started crying and stuff like that. And then he's like, oh, wait, maybe.
Yeah, I guess it's an abusive relationship, because even though that Andy and Chucky had, because even though Andy was mean to Chucky, when Andy was hurt, Chucky got mad and he wanted to hurt that person too. Yeah, even though Andy had hurt him already. He put him in the closet. He did all that stuff.
It is that. If he's going back and forth, like Chucky
How do you say it? Not a symbiotic relationship. It's
Chucky will threaten him, but get him in trouble. With like, oh, what was it? The cat collar thing. And then there's another thing that he got in trouble for that he was kind of mad at Andy was.
Oh, and the boyfriend was an asshole. Oh, he said, he's an asshole.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's pissed on himself
and all other things.
Oh, no. It's the one where he's in the store and then all the kids basically betray him. Not betray him, but now it's like, oh. And then there's a moment there, the two friends of his, we're like, maybe it's all in his head. And I was like, is this movie saying that it's all in his head?
Because it could be. That shows that at least the kids are intelligent enough to realize it. But they're like, wait, no, it was that funny. Because
the minute they said that, I was like trying to think like, yeah, I didn't really see anything where Chucky.
How could a doll do this?
Yeah, where they show Chucky, like no one comments like he's Chucky. Like all the scenes that he's already been killing, they don't say like, oh, that's Chucky. And then I was like, maybe it's true. And then the part that got me is like, oh, wait, when he's in the basement with that little pervert guy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh wait, this is
has who to is be that? Chicken. I know it's not Jack Black, but he looks just like him.
Yeah, I don't know who is that.
I could tell as soon as he talked, it wasn't him, but then it still looked just like him.
I was
him.
Trying to find his name here, and I don't know who he played.
Janitor.
Oh, I would guess his name is Gabe on here. On here, his name is Trent Redkop, and he has no anything that I can tell that he's on Lucifer. I guess. But yeah, what else? The song's good. Oh, Mark Hamill's really good. I like him as Chucky. He looks like you can tell from the face. It kind of looks like Mark Hamill, the Chucky doll. Like he got this weird. Like a young Mark Hamill, like Chucky the doll is.
Kind of, yeah.
And he plays it like Mark Hamill, not Mark Hamill, but he uses his Mark Hamill voice. He doesn't do anything too different. Like he's not playing the Joker in this one or anything like that. And he's not playing, what's his name? Luke Skywalker. He doesn't have like a gruff voice. He's playing.
Well, Mark Hamill's a diverse voice actor. Yes, I think he wanted to be a voice actor first. Before he was acting.
Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then he does a really
wonderful... It's a soft child-like quality to mm-hmm. it.
But he doesn't...
And even when it gets scared, there's only a few parts like where he gets mad and like it gets a little deep.
But he doesn't do like, I'm Chucky now, like that. He's
but still, it gets scary. It's like that's how it makes him more scary, is that the whole time he's just happy and childlike during the whole time. And then like when he's really mad, his voice gets just slightly deeper. And then that's what scares you, is like, because you know he's mad.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Oh wow, that was loud. I don't know what that was about. You're like, you kind of scared me there.
That wasn't intentional. I don't have water here.
No, you don't have water here.
It's alright, I'm fine.
It's almost over. You can survive. We only been recording about how many minutes.
I do.
It's almost
out. I do like the Buddy song a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if there was a song that.
Same here. I don't know if that's a... well, because there probably is one in the commercial.
Yeah, but the real doll didn't talk, so...
No. Wait, is that Buddy 2 it's called in the Chucky? Chucky Buddy? Chucky
mm-hmm. Buddy. It's a Buddy. My Buddy.
Buddy commercial. Is it spelled the way? Well,
it's not with an I.
Buddy. Chucky Buddy commercial. Oh, here it is. Let's hear it. Oh, no, this is My Buddy doll. Okay,
the
I
real
know
one.
That. Yeah.
The real toy.
Child's Play, Good Guy cartoon commercial.
Oh, Good Andy's Guy. Birth. That's what it's called, a Good Guy.
Oh, so it's not even a buddy thing. I don't know how loud this is. So we're watching Child's Play right now. The commercial for the Good Guy. Oh, he has a cartoon. Mm-hmm. I do not remember this.
Oh, Andy was wearing the outfit. Sure, I will. Or is it the Good Guy outfit? Like
it's a Good Guy outfit.
I saw this one.
It's not like our kids. We'll watch the same one 50 times.
Because I remember in the original one, they do have a scene with inside apartment.
This looks just like Corby making his little toast.
I guess this is their house. It doesn't seem like an apartment.
It can be.
That's a nice apartment. Man, this thing is
it's
everywhere.
During that time, though. Like, that's even Chinese apartments and everything like this. Don't go away, because we've got a very important
Good Guy message just for you. This is a clip or a commercial? It's like a whole clip. I got news for you. Now you can have your very own Good Guy doll. That's right. You can have all the adventures we have on. I guess he's by himself, too, in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the mom. Oh, there's a guy in a costume, too. We even turn our heads and blink our eyes when you talk to us. Right, Oscar? Hi, I'm Oscar. Oh, he does. That's right. He does talk. Tidy ho. Every good guy has a name. I think this is based off of the Teddy Ruxpin too. I don't know. I'm assuming Teddy Ruxpin came out first, and Teddy did about the exact same thing. So, is he gonna eat that black toast?
He's gonna eat all that butter.
Oh, that is our kid. That is Corbin. He puts a pound of fucking cream cheese. Well, at least it's in a tray.
Brought to you exclusively by Play Pals, makers of Good Guys and other fine toys. Found in toy stores throughout the greater Chicago area.
Mommy, wake up!
Oh, he's waking up from Mommy.
That was a clip from the original movie. But yeah.
I didn't have this song, but I do like this song.
Would you watch part two? Because it ended with a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. Like, because
he's in the cloud.
Yeah, because the character can go anywhere, like Ultron. It can go into any doll. So it makes me wonder, like, how far can he go? Like, because I don't know where that shipping was. I'm assuming that's in,
well,
because
they said that they had recalled all the Buddy Twos. They had they assumed that the problem was with all the Buddy. Well, I guess it was the Buddy Twos that were there.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't realize they kept the Buddy Ones still out.
And he can go to the Buddy Ones.
And that's his original one. He's a Buddy One, so
we'll see. Yeah, that should be it for our podcast episode. Of the freaking awesome podcast. I'm really tired. I'm like, I just want to like lay down right now. But thank you
before we went to bed.
Yes, yes. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at TFA Now or like us on Facebook by searching The Freaking Awesome. And you subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play. If you have any questions or concerns or comments about any of our episodes, you can email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. You can follow me at the most organized Twitter feed of 2000XX at AbayArts, or you can check out our YouTube page. I have to promote that too, by searching The Freaking Awesome, in which there's videos of the podcast. It has a static image and just has our audio on it. And there's also game night, in which we play video games with our buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now we're currently playing Apex Legends, and our goal is to win together. So it's
you haven't been winning this
whole time? No, together. We won separately. Like, I'll play with Tyrone, we win. I play with Nina, we'll win. But never us three. That's our goal in it. You'll find out if we
Why can't you just all win together?
We it's hard. It's like
Do you mean like one dies?
Our play style, yeah. Our play style is so different from each other, where Nino will go off on his own, while Taro and I will stay together. But then,
so it just sounds like you're unorganized. One wants to be a leader, and then the other wants to be a leader.
Yes,
but you guys can't
come
together.
We'll see in upcoming videos if we win or not. You can check those out to see if we actually win.
Did you?
If we do win,
did you?
We're done. But that's it. That's my goal, is just to win in the one game.
Then you'll stop playing with him.
We can play.
We can get rid of that Xbox
now. No, I can stop. I'll still play with him, but I will stop recording. That's like my one goal. But yeah, where can they check you out, Audrey?
I don't have a Twitter feed.
Okay.
You can look at Mark Hamill's thing. That was fun.
What Mark Hamill thing?
Doesn't he have a Twitter?
Oh yeah, he does. Very political. Mm-hmm. Go check him out.
Go check him out
if you want. And that should be it. Thank you, Audrey, for joining us on the Freaking Awesome Podcast.
Yeah, cool.
I'm John Abaya.
I'm Audrey.
And that was the Freaking Awesome Podcast.